if we have taken into consideration one quick thing, we can see what was presented to us in light of New Testament. You see, if the believer only considers our ways, we're not going to go far. We're going to always show self-pity, and we need some attention, how brethren going to help us in these ways of mind, you know? But the Lord gives us always something better. Even when we took the application of 1 Corinthians 11, let a man examine, consider your way. But then it doesn't stop there. If it stopped there, we'll be spending the whole Lord's Day examining it ourselves. But then let him eat. What's that mean? Considering him. You see, and this is where the part of the Haggai is the same. You consider your ways, now you consider him. And I like this. Brethren, we have to move above failure. Failure is evident. Weakness is evident amongst the people of God. But we need to move above that. And the one that always refreshes my heart is someone like Peter. You would say if there's one that denied the Lord worse than anyone else is Peter. Denied him how many times? 3 times. But when the Lord dealt with that failure, that's it. He went beyond that. He had to go beyond that and be a vessel fit for the master's use. When he was speaking in the book of Acts, and he is talking to the Jews at that time, he says, "For ye have denied the Holy One." You have denied it. If I was writing it, what would you write, Brother Bunny? I would say, "We have denied." We. But you know what? Peter understood that principle, that we have to go beyond the weakness. We have to go beyond certain things and be fit for the master's use. And when he spoke, he said, "Listen, my denial has been dealt with. I'm not going to keep bringing it up. Consider your ways have to be dealt with, brethren, so that we can be occupied with something greater." And Peter dealt with it this way. A great man of faith dealt with it this way, and they moved forward above our failures. And that's what Haggai is involving us. No wonder. Have you ever considered that God will use a name by the festival? His name means festive. Something joyous. And you'd say, what's joyous about this now? We have heard about the houses and desolate, and we have heard about uncleanness. It's the end result. That at the end of the book, there's going to be a wonderful person who's going to be a signet, who God has chosen. Because it's a joyful, because the end result, it's going to speak of the greatness of his beloved son.
There's a switch here when it comes to verse 15 and 18. He brings in the temple. But it says, a stone laid upon a stone, and then verse 18 says, a foundation. My thought went back to what we have in Corinthians, where there's a foundation. But there it speaks of the house, though, a spiritual house. Could we have a thought on that, the switch? When it comes to him, he now brings forth the temple.
See, everything about their prosperity depended on the house of the Lord. Nothing they could gain except through the person who is the house, the Lord Jesus. When we come to verse 18 and taking up something that Brother John mentioned, Peter didn't continually go back and talk about his failure. The Lord says, consider now. And many times, we never get to that now. We are always taken up with, I'm such a failure. But he says, consider now. From this day and upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord, the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Hold it, set it in your heart. Let your heart dwell on this, not on your failures. Let your heart dwell on this. And then in the end of verse 90, from this day will I bless you. The foundation indicates that the permanent structure will go up. It is not that now the stone is laid upon a stone, meaning that we're not getting to the work. But here he says the foundation has been laid, the building will go up, God's portion will be had. He says, and from that day I am going to bless you.
and Bunny, when you brought the thought, and I don't know if that's what you had in mind, just add to what Brother Habibul had said, the fact is that you switch from the house to the temple. And the fact of the matter is, the temple speaks of display. Mm-hmm. It is what God is not going to do internally only for them, but for His own glory, the whole display that will be as a result of the... as a result of Israel repentance and going back, there will be a temple that will display the glory of God. Not only for them, but for the whole earth. And it's the same thing here. Now we switch from the house because it's going to go universal. It goes beyond. The dream was only for them, a temple for them, but now a house for them. But now it is a temple to display the magnificence of the one who dwells in it.
And the four things mentioned in verse 19, there has to be a reason why those four types of plants or trees are given. So perhaps as a suggestion, of course you have to start with the seed. Everything starts with the seed, and the seed was planted in the previous chapters, as we've brought forth already. Now the vine, we know, speaks of joy, and so now that they have heard the word and were confident in it, they had joy. The fig tree speaks of obedience, because the leaves that were used by Adam to cover were fig trees. So in response to this joy, they are going to obediently enter in to the house that they will once soon build. Now the pomegranate, I had trouble with this, but they did put pomegranates right on the priest's garment on the bottom, and it was to remind him and everyone else that he was going into the holy place. So after the obedience, or with the obedience, always remembering who God is and His holiness, knowing where you are. So the house is going to be built. Well, now you have to respect it and realize it, what it is and who is there. And the last, and I think it is telling that last, is the olive tree, because that usually speaks of the action of the Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit will work in them once those prior things have taken place. So it's the seed planted, the joy and confidence from it, obedience to the word and all that has been said, remembering the holiness and always holding fast it, and then and only then will the Holy Spirit work through you.
Kevin, you want to have the pomegranate as the fruit of the Spirit? There are nine of them there.
Okay, brothers, it's time to take a break right now. Just like maybe someone pulls a word of prayer, and then we can resume in about 15 minutes.